And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening in Hamilton Hall Auditorium on the UL campus, Hungarian group Kalman Balo Cimbalom Trio will be performing. An incredible group that you've heard on Cecil's Earthbeat program over the years, and they are here on our campus. You can get tickets at the door. UL students, faculty, and staff are free with ID. Just an incredible opportunity to hear this international traditional jazz group. They do some wonderful improvisation on the cimbalom, which is like a hammer dulcimer, the violin and bass. Tonight, Hamilton Hall Auditorium. That's the old Hamilton School, which is behind Angel Hall. It's in room 108, the auditorium tonight. And UL Lafayette's College of the Arts opens its Festival of the Arts on Wednesday the 12th. That's tomorrow. Lots of activities. There are lectures and exhibits, and they are awarding the Spark Lifetime Achievement Awards this year. Dickie Landry is receiving the Spark Award Thursday, March 13th at the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum from 5 until 7. That is open to the public. And then Art Tech Fusion 14 will take place on Friday the 14th at the ACA from 6:30 to 9:30. And Keith Saunier will be honored with a Spark Lifetime Achievement Award as well at Art Tech Fusion. For more information about the Festival of the Arts, you can stop by the UL College of the Arts website, ularts.org. And pre-kindergarten and kindergarten registration for Lafayette Parish will take place this Friday from 8:30 to 2:30. For more information, you can go to the Lafayette Parish School System website or give them a call. The Bach Lunch Series kicks off this Friday, March 14th. Les Frères Michaud will be performing from noon until 1 o'clock in Parc Sanssouci. The Iberia Performing Arts League presents Spamalot. It opens this Friday, March 14th at the S&E Theater. Tickets are available by visiting their website, ipaltheater.com. There are several locations in New Iberia as well. In Lake Charles, Tuesdays with Maury, the play, is directed by Carolyn Woosley and will be presented at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum March 13th through the 15th. Tickets are available at the door. For more information, go to their website, itinerantheater.com. And the Vagina Monologues will be performed in Oliver Hall, room 112, March 14th and 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the Eventbrite site, which is vdayullafayette.eventbrite.com. Proceeds will benefit the Faith House of Acadiana. The Seabirds continues by the Acadiana Repertory Theater. They will perform it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and that will be at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available by going to their website, Acadiana Repertory Theater, or by calling Theater 810. The Abbey Players continue their run of art by Yasmin Oreza. Tickets are available through their website. And in Lake Charles, there will be an opening reception and gallery talk about natural exuberance, plein air paintings by Lillian Garcia Rogue. The gallery talk will be at 6 o'clock on Thursday the 13th. The Notre Dame School Drama Club presents Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. It opens this Friday, March 14th, and runs through the weekend. And the Artisans and Farmers Market at the Horse Farm will have lots of activities this Saturday beginning at 8 o'clock. There will be music. Gina Forsyth and Jan Boney will lead the Cajun Jam this Saturday. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Please stay with us. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.